1039 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for tuning in this morning here on the show. 16 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. A few different things going on in news stories this morning. If you have a question or a comment, feedback Friday, something's going on, you want to get it out there, just text 678-1039 or you can give us a call, 222-1039 for feedback Friday. We do it every Friday morning with the WDKX Wake Up Club. All right, a couple different things to get into this morning. There was a story that I think we were going to ask the judge about. Mm-hmm. And it had to do with a career change for Kim Kardashian.
Yes. Well, you know, because you're into law and, you know, you went through school. So you know the process. Now, I know in California is different from New York State. You don't have to necessarily go to school to become an attorney or to take the bar. You can study under someone and then take the bar. So this is what Kim Kardashian is doing. And man, by gosh, on social media, people are going nuts because they're like, stay in your lane. How could you? You know, you should be going to school. And then you see that some folks are saying she's privileged. You know, your privilege is going to get you to where you got to go. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we got to work twice as hard to become an attorney. We got to go through school, but because of your privilege, you get to just study under this these two attorneys and take the bar, pass it, and now you're going to be an attorney and you're going to work with what's his name? Last name is Shapiro.
Robert Shapiro.
Yeah.
He's still alive at his law firm.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them.
That's the dream team. So, remember, that was the dream team.
He's like the only one left, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately,
he was like the oldest.
Rob Kardashian passed away, and then we all know Johnny Cochran passed away and was part of that dream team, and Shapiro was one of them. So
is it? I guess my question would be: is it really privilege, or is it just, you know, hey, I don't have to work as hard. I'm not going to. I'm just going to go the easier route.
Well, that's what privilege is. Mm. And you don't get to put it on or take it off. You know, privilege is something. And this is why when people are upset that you say that they have privilege, it's like, why are you angry? You didn't do anything. You literally were just born. Mm-hmm. But that's what privilege is. I don't have to work as hard as you. So why am I going to?
I think there is a jealousy factor with it.
Absolutely, I'm jealous. Yeah. The bar is hard.
But there is. You were telling us something about what they did. They used to have here where you really didn't have to be a lawyer to be a judge.
You didn't, and so I know that it's no longer. So let me paraphrase because everything is always contextual. Mm-hmm. So in town court, for example, you have judges that are not attorneys.
Hmm. Okay.
And that is still perfectly permissible. And think about it. In small towns, like where you don't have huge populations, sometimes the farmer is the judge, right? Or the postman is the judge. And that was common. Yeah. So in towns, you still don't have to be a lawyer to be a judge. Mm. In regular court, like city court, state court, Supreme Court, those are full-time positions. So in New York, you have to be a lawyer in order to be a judge in that capacity. But previously, you used to be able to do the same thing, study under attorneys that were practicing. And I don't know if you had to take the bar or if you just ultimately got grandfathered in. They don't do that in New York anymore. I didn't know that they did that at all anymore. Apparently, they still do it in California. So I think that the ideology that Kim Kardashian is privileged because she's able to test out of law school or to practice out of law school is like, that's the first time you figured out that Kim Kardashian has some privilege. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been privileged, you know, from who her father is to how her career started. But I guess to me, she's shown that she's a fan of black men, certainly. And they get incarcerated at an exponential rate. So I don't see how it would hurt to have her on their side as an attorney.
And within the last couple of years, she has gone very hard to get people who have been wrongly convicted overturned.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that might have been, in her defense for a second, that might have been a passion or a calling
that triggers
it. I think a lot of people think, oh, why did she do that in her 20s? Maybe you wasn't thinking about that in her 20s.
I just actually had a whole video about this where I went on a rant. I'm so tired of people saying, why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you do it? You were sitting at home doing nothing. You had all these grand ideas. Why didn't you get up and do it? You were busy? So what if she didn't do it? Then she's doing it now and she's realized that she actually has the opportunity to effectuate this change that she wants to see. Mm-hmm. If Kim is going to law school and her ultimate goal is to help disenfranchised and black and brown people who are disproportionately incarcerated, go, Kim, go. Yeah. If she's found a way to divert law school and she's going to do that, well, law school is long. Congratulations. You know, and don't. The thing is, about privilege is it's when you can do it and I can't. Mm-hmm. If Kim Kardashian is doing it, then apparently it's still an option in California. So if you think it's a good idea, get up and go find a lawyer to sponsor you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to be upset about what she's doing. You can do it too. She just gave you the blueprint. Get up and get out there. So yeah. I think anybody who wants to do anything to improve the lives of individuals that need improving or people who need help advocating for themselves, go for it.
More power
to you. Exactly.
No,
and if you can find the fastest route to get there, I encourage you and everyone to do. People come to me and they say, should I be pre-law? I say, no. That's stupid. Major in whatever you want to. You don't have to have a major to go to law school. I try to tell regular people the fastest route to success. We should be trying to encourage each other to be the best that we can be. So I can understand the frustration. Law school is expensive and the bar is hard. And California actually doesn't offer reciprocity. So they're annoying because a lot of states after 5 years, New York is a very hard bar. After 5 years, you can say, hey, I passed the New York State Bar. I've been practicing for 5 years. I'm an attorney. Let me in. And you just pay an exorbitant amount of money. And they say, okay. California's like, nah, you good. You got to take our bar.
Yeah.
And so California, so when you said that, I'm like, maybe I should call some lawyers.
Oh, boy. Oh,
you know,
boy.
But so it is a difficult bar to pass. But good for her. I think if she's going to help, let her help.
I think sometimes, you know, when people get introduced as one thing, the key line there that I thought Rain said that people are saying, not Rain did not say this, but people are saying is stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just a conversation overall. Okay, I did this for a certain amount of years. Now I want to do something else. I don't understand there's this whole, you can't do that. Stay in your lane.
But it's okay to change your mind.
Exactly.
That's my point. Or your career.
People are haters. Don't stay in your lane. That's the last thing you should be doing. If you see a path and it's not on the expressway, then burn that forest down and create a lane over there and do whatever. You only have one life to live. Don't let anybody else tell you how to live it. You don't have a lane. Your lane is wherever you make it.
Yeah. As long as, I feel like this, as long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as you're not taking someone's life, then do what's best for you. Do what makes you happy.
Exactly.
Live the hell out of your life.
People have so much time. I don't know Kim Kardashian. I'm going to tell her where her lane is.
I was playing basketball one day. I was having a discussion and we were talking.
Now that's not your lane.
Wow.
I didn't say that. I stayed there. You noticed I'm
just
out the lane.
Real quick.
Off the road, get back on the road. So I was playing one time. We were having this discussion. It was a really good discussion because one of the guys said, it was like, oh, if I had $1 million, I'd be set for life and I'd be good. And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's true because you never know what passion's going to trigger you to do something. You know, do I want to sit at home and watch Netflix every day and not do anything and not worry about money? Sounds great, but I would go crazy. I got to get up and do something.
About a week and a half. Listen, and then you're like,
I go nuts.
I just have to say this. Between Homecoming, that Netflix documentary with Beyonce and Sierra Dillard, I feel like I want to take over this world.
Exactly.
Like, they
you
are
ain't
such
got no lane.
Listen,
I'm
going to hop in all kind of lanes and just take off because being around that energy and feeling that energy, because when someone is so positive, when someone is passionate and walks in their purpose, even you know, that energy fills the room. That energy is transferable. I don't care if it's through the radio airwaves, it's through a video, it's through a phone call or face to face. But I feel really inspired. I feel like I'm not doing enough and I have to do better.
Come on.
So I just want to thank everyone that has been an inspiration to me, especially as of late. Thank you. And keep inspiring people by being the best you that you can be. There's only one you.
That's it.
Everyone else is taken. So be the best you and hop into any lane that you want to and succeed and be your own success.
And map it out. Start writing it down. This is what I want to do in a year. This is what I want to do in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. You know, and then follow that course. And can it change? Absolutely.
Whether you decide that it's going to change or not, right? Like, that has been one of the biggest lessons that I have learned through this whole thing. I say I choose every situation or I embrace every situation as if I chose it myself.
Right.
Because whether I did or not, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that the biggest, the most important part of absorbing what you just said is that when people say stay in your lane or that's not your thing, or mute all of those individuals.
Yes.
Just separate yourself from those people, because you cannot get where you're going holding on to people that want you to stay where you're at.
They don't matter.
Yeah.
They don't matter. If they don't support you, they don't matter. So why worry about them?
WDKX Wake Up Club. More Feedback Friday coming up next on the WDKX Wake Up Club Water Cooler Reminder. 103.9 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for tuning in this morning here on the show. Let's try this segment again. Although we just got some great information. Yes. I'm not mad at it.
It's we got a two for one today.
We were joking around, and next thing you know, you start talking about Kodak Black and all that type of other stuff. What was our sort of situation that we had to deal with in the news earlier this week? There was a news story. We held off because we needed a judge to sort of find out fair or foul here.
Yeah. Okay, so there was a guy who he had just got a divorce. So he's about 40 years old. And so he got the divorce, moved in with his parents. But when he moved in with his parents, he was there for a little while. He moved out. And when he moved out, I think he moved to like a different, maybe a different town or something like that. He left his porn collection at his parents' house. So they packed everything up. They threw away the porn collection, sent him everything except the porn collection. And so he decided to take them to court and sue them $29,000 for that collection.
This was vintage porn? What kind of porn?
It was kind of everything.
Yeah, DVDs.
And I think it was like vintage stuff in there. But
VHS.
Magazines, all kinds of stuff.
It was high quality porn.
But I'm going to say it's 2019. Who still has porn tapes?
Well, if you're a collector.
Who collects porn?
It could be worth something. I don't know.
People collect everything.
Yeah, everything's a collectible.
Porn is no limit to comic books or baseball cards or anything else. People art.
Yeah.
You know,
they've got like flapper outfits on.
And some people consider porn art.
Music. People collect music.
Right. So
put it in that category.
With that being said, he's suing them. I guess the whole thing was like $80,000, but he's suing them for $29,000. So the question to you is, would you award him the money or not?
Okay, so the first thing I thought of when you said this is my sister, and she always tells me how annoying I am with all of my questions, because I got all the questions.
Okay.
First of all, who assessed the value of this porn? Are there porn curators?
I would assume that there are. I would No. You think there is? Come on, that's disgusting. I think there are.
There might be.
There must be, because there has to be an unbiased source of where. So, like, we actually in city court, we have to do civil cases. Mm-hmm. And so we would actually hear cases like this. And I would just sit there all day because I'm like the nosiest person in the world. I'd be like, okay, so tell me about your porn curator. You know, all right, a porn curator says it's worth $80,000. Mm-hmm. But he's just, because they're his parents, he's going to give him the low and charge him $30.
Yeah.
Hey, was he paying rent?
Low.
Well, he was in the process of a divorce, so he was staying with them.
Was he paying them rent so that he actually had a tenancy?
No, he was staying with them to save the money so he could move, and then he moved, and then they sent the stuff.
So he didn't actually give them anything for his tenancy, but he was there for more than 30 days, so he was a tenant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he had a right to an expectation that they would store his belongings, which apparently they did.
Yes.
Did they do that for more than 30 days?
Yes, and then when he left, they packed up his stuff. Saw that, said he didn't need it anymore, and threw it out.
That.
No. Oh. The parents did.
They was like, you got a girlfriend now.
You don't need it. I don't know if he had a girlfriend or not. They said that he doesn't need it, and they threw it out.
Oh, so they made that call for him.
Yeah, that decision. Well, that's what happens when you live in my house. I get to decide what stuff you need and what stuff you don't. And if you want to make those decisions, get out. That seems so.
Well, Judge Stiles, it's not my porn collection. Yeah, you're telling me like that. I don't have one. So
I'm just saying, you can't be up in my house telling me what. So I think that if they gave him more than 30 days to get his stuff, right, mm-hmm. then his time expired and they did more than they had to do by sending him anything. He probably feels some kind of way that they specifically decided to throw away the porn collection.
Yeah.
But when you want to have feelings about ownership stuff, you should get a storage facility or you should get out of your parents' house.
So in other words, are you saying he's screwed?
Well, apparently he's not. That's the problem. If that would happen more often, this wouldn't be an issue. But no, I think legally he doesn't have a leg to stand on. And I wonder if he's pro se or he's got too many.
That was yours, though. That was yours. He had one, but you added one. That's pretty funny.
I don't know if he's pro se, because he's wasting money on this. Then he like hired someone to sue his parents for this.
Does he not see it as value? He sees value in what he has.
It's gone. It's not like, I can understand if you think they can go and get the porn back, but he's suing for money now. So it's gone.
Yeah.
You don't have it anymore. And I don't think you should sue your parents or your family generally,
especially
to be honest. Yeah, I have a lot of, First of all, you embarrassing your own self.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you choosing to come out here? And you don't have to tell people that you had $90,000 worth of porn while you was living with your parents. You got some...
Probably why the wife divorced them.
Right. You got a lot of stuff going on. Because if you can't afford a house and you're sitting on $90,000...
You know, but it goes to the guy. Was it in Syracuse site? The guy that sued his parents because they wanted him to get out and he wouldn't leave.
Somewhere in that area. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, people do. He was suing for the right to still stay at his parents' house.
These entitlement issues. Yeah. I think that when you're 18, we're all set here. Like anything after that, I do think that we should let our children stay home and you know,
if
save money.
Happens,
and
if they're doing the right stuff.
I think we should try to help them if they're operating within the confines of the rules we set. But I don't think that we have any obligation to house adults or to house their porn collections or their illegal guns or anything. Get out of my house.
Well, I'm not defending the porn stash. I am saying that there is a time where people do go through tough times. A divorce is very hard. You know, you lose a job unexpectedly. Right. But there needs to be a plan, which leads to your rules. Okay, you took this L. All right, she got the house. You know, you're living here for a minute. Give me a 30, 60, 90-day plan that's going to get your ass back out there.
Well, in this case, it wasn't even, you know, he had left.
Yeah.
So he just didn't respect their space because he could have brought his stuff with him.
True.
You know what I mean? He wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm. And what if these were good old Christian people?
God done seen it. He done seen it. The filth.
He's put the stain of blasphemy on their household name. He can't. How are they supposed to undo that? The house of ill repute that he's created by leaving his impressive vintage porn collection there. They had to get rid of that taint before they went straight to hell.
Yeah, that's what it was. God spoke to him. Not letting you in until you get this out. He should have took it with him. All right, 1039 WDK. So he has a right to sue.
If you were the judge in this case, would you award him?
I wouldn't. See, that's the thing. People say, can I? You can always do whatever you want to. Mm-hmm. You're just going to lose. You know, I don't think that I would see any real value in that situation because I think the parents went above and beyond what they were supposed to do in terms of trying to keep and store his stuff. And he had a duty at some point to go back and get it if he wanted it.
Right.
WCK to the wake. No clean way out of this one. Thank you for tuning in. We'll wrap things up here at the water cooler coming up in a matter of moments.
Frontliners. Boy, oh boy.
What did they say? They saying that the parents own money?
No.
Oh.
Okay. This frontliner said, that's why I keep my porn on my phone.
Can someone search the phone?
Well, they can't say that you left it at their house if it's on your phone. You know what I mean? You got it with you all the time. And if you got an Apple, nobody's ever going to see it.
Yeah, they go very private.
Wow, they go hard for their customers.
Absolutely. Now, that's funny. That's very good.
All these you're accidental Freudian slips.
I can't wait till Taylor gets here. Because this is going to be quite a party. It's very good. WDKX at the Wake Club. Good morning. 103.9 WDKX. Welcome back to the water cooler on a Feedback Friday. This is where we get to ask the questions to the judge. Now, you have no idea what we're asking, right? No idea.
I do not have any idea.
That's even better.
Yeah, it's nothing too crazy. I'm not going to put you in an uncomfortable situation.
No, it's like being in the judge's chambers where we got to present the story to the judge, and then the judge gives their opinion their judgment. That's all.
Now, last week was Kodak Black. Which since then Kodak Black has gotten himself in a lot more trouble.
You put him in jail, WDKX jail. He went to jail for real.
He went to real jail.
They're not familiar with my orders and mandates not having legal weight. So my bad, Kodak.
No. Everybody
still thinks I'm a judge. I heard you're out, so no harm, no foul.
No, that was Kodak's decision. Blaming it on the GPS site. Blame it on the GPS. GPS. Ain't going. You GPS know damn well. There are plenty of signs.
That's why
to
you
read.
Had drugs and guns in the car.
There's no clear demarcation from one country to the next. You have to keep in mind that these are all just man-made borders. Kodak was confused about where he had traveled.
He's
a confused person.
Took me to the wrong spot. Come on, man.
There's a lot of people in that car. Look, in all fairness, Kodak hasn't called me yet, but I'm waiting on the call. I do practice in Buffalo, so you got $40,000 to find out. Holla at your girl. I think that there were a lot of people in that car, and I don't know why y'all blaming any of that stuff on Kodak. He was just riding.
He wasn't behind their wheel.
Exactly. Be careful who you associate with, because, you know, when you get pulled over in a car with guns and drugs, they assume that they're everyone. So, yeah. Kodak, give me a call.
It's gonna, you know what? It's interesting. We got another story about that we'll talk about later.
But going back to what you said, like when you're in a car with a group of people, and let's just say the car gets pulled over because a taillight was out, right? And mm-hmm. then the person who's driving license is suspended, which gives the cops
sufficient probable cause to search.
So there's a gun in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody didn't bring that gun in the car.
Under the law, they did.
They did.
Under the law, if there is a gun in a car, and this is not legal advice, so I'll just caution it with that, but if you do need legal advice, you should contact a law office of Leticia Estacio for specialized advice in your case. If there is a gun in a vehicle, and I mean even if that gun is in the trunk mm-hmm. or a locked glove compartment, right. you can be charged as a person who is riding in that vehicle. And you can not only be charged on the state side, you could be charged federally as well. Which has huge implications. So, yeah, you really do need to be careful. You know, your homeboy picks you up, you get in the car, and it's a gun in his trunk. You have no clue.
Right.
But under the law.
Even if you say, listen, that ain't my gun.
First of all, we don't be snitching.
So you're gonna dry snitch?
No, that's not my gun.
But it's not my gun.
But it's not my gun. Listen, if I get in the car.
But it's not my gun.
But listen, if I get in the car with someone and I know they have a gun and we get pulled over, okay, we take that together. But if I get in the car not knowing that there's a gun in the car, that ain't my gun.
Look, it ain't never my gun. So you got me twisted. It ain't never my gun. Said. But I'm just saying that is considered snitching. If you say it's not your gun, that's a statement. If it's two people in the car, you just said it's somebody else's gun.
But it ain't my gun. You ain't gonna have to be mad.
Look, it ain't mine either. So I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just saying sometimes people end up in that situation and they won't say it's not their gun. Uh-huh. And so then you're looking at a mandatory state prison sentence because of CPW, you gotta go to prison if you're convicted. It's not even in the judge's discretion. If you're convicted of a criminal possession of a weapon in the second charge, which is what a gun charge is, you have to go to state
prison. So I don't ride with random people.
Hey, what if it's an Uber?
It don't matter. I ride with all the random people, and I'm going to tell all the random people that like to give me rides, it ain't my gun. You got it twisted. I might give you a discount, but it is not. I'm going to be like, it's a gun in this gun. Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Yeah.
Or drugs or anything illegal, so I didn't know.
Last year I had drama, right now. I'm good. It's not my gun. It's not my drugs.
So what if you're the one that's driving?
It's definitely yours for real.
And
if you're the driver, you're much more likely to be charged if it's not on a person's person.
Meaning, if they say they were going in somewhere and they just kind of slid it on the seat, didn't tell you.
Under the seat is questionable, but if it's in like their waistband, then you probably won't get charged. But if it's under your seat in your car, I mean, you're taking a chance because really, and this is the thing that people don't realize when they talk about, you know, it is all in the discretion of the police officer that pulls you over that day. They make the determination who they're charging and who they're not. Police have a ton of power. So they can stop you and there can be a passenger who has a gun in their waistband and they can choose to charge you with possession as well anyway.
One of the things I learned very early on in life, police discretion.
Yeah.
It's at their discretion whether you get a ticket or whether you get searched. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's at their discretion.
Frontliner texted in and said, that's so true. I was on the grand jury and everybody in the car is guilty with the gun.
Wow. Mm.
You have to go to trial.
Right.
And you have a violent felony pending.
Wow.
For, you know, at least a year that it takes you to get to trial. You have to pay an attorney. And so ultimately, maybe you get acquitted. You know, I can speak to this first person, but you still got arrested. You still got charged. The negative stigma is still out there. You still have to pay for an attorney. So it's like you won, but at what cost?
Man, I just learned something. That wasn't even the question was going to ask.
I know. I'm sorry about the tangent.
No.
I like it. Good information in the tangent.
Yeah, we need to know this information.
There's a lot of people like my. I didn't know that. I didn't know everybody gets, you know, they charge. Because my mentality of thinking it is, listen, there's one gun, five people. All five people didn't carry the gun together in the car. So I'm thinking you can't charge everybody with the gun.
Well, you have to look at it from the perspective of, and this flies in the face of innocent until proven guilty, right?
Right.
But it's somebody's gun.
Right.
And if I arrest all of you, in fact, I can talk about a personal situation that I had where the police executed a search warrant on a loved one's house and they wanted someone to take responsibility for a gun that was literally found inside of a wall. They took the wall apart to find this gun and no one took responsibility. And this was my family member. So they arrested all three people in the house. One of the people was a nurse working on getting her doctorate in a nurse practitioner. She was the mother and this violent felony goes on her license because they wanted one of her children to plead guilty to say the gun is mine so that they didn't have to do the work to prosecute the case. So they arrested everybody. Wow. And she was held on like $10,000 bail. She called me and she was like, it was like a half an hour conversation. You know what I got out of the conversation? I'm in jail. I was like, well, baby, I knew that when they said you have a collect call
from.
So, yeah. But she, this is a woman who's never been in trouble in her life. So there was a reason to do it, to try to apply pressure to the other co-defendants to take a plea.
Interesting.
Wow.
WDKX, the Wake Up Club, about 23 minutes for the top of the hour on this Good Friday. We take a break or we can ask a question? Because that was a lot of good information.
Take a break and then come back.
I mean, it was fun, but it was informative. But I think we have to have these conversations a little bit more, because there's a difference between knowing the law and understanding and interpreting the law and what it's used for. And it's just a whole laundry list of things that we think we know, but we don't.
Right. And it's not what we think the law is. Yeah. It's what it is.
Yeah. WDKX, Wake Up Club, Water Cooler. Good morning.